You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Tuesday, which means it is the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish during the first hour. During the second hour, to continue the discussion about strength training, we're going to have Dr. Peter Rouse on discussing the methodology of strength training. We're going to get deep into the core. And so we hope that you enjoy today's show. For the ladies who are tuning in, don't tune out. Strength training is just as important for you as it is for the men. We talked about this recently when I was in Phoenix visiting my mom in the nursing home. I was talking to the administrator there, and she concurred something that I've been saying all along on this show. Women outlive men, but women institutionalize at a greater degree for one reason and one reason only. They lose the ability to be ambulatory, they fall, and then they must go into a facility. So gaining strength, no matter how old you are, look at Judy Madsen, deadlifting 225 pounds in her 70s. Okay. Gaining strength at whatever age you're at right now. Start now. Don't wait so that you can enjoy your entire life and you don't spend the last 10, 15, 20 years of your life institutionalized, told what to do and that you can't walk. You have to sit in a wheelchair all day long. It's very frustrating for my mom. And that's her downfall. So keep listening. Okay. Let's get started. Rob Regish, how are you?
Never been better, brother. How about you?
Fantastic. It's always good to be on the air with you. You devote so much of your time to answering listener questions, and those listeners praise you for it because quite often when they follow your direction, they overcome whatever the challenges are that they're trying to overcome. So we have lots of good questions to talk about today.
Great.
Let's get right to it.
Yeah.
Okay. The first question comes from Scott Connolly, Dr. Scott, but it doesn't. It comes from Scott Connor.
Answers come from Dr. Scott.
There you go. Not questions. Answers come from Dr. Scott Connolly. That's right. Scott Connor says, Rob, I'm very curious about your thoughts on metformin. I've read where it can increase insulin sensitivity and enhance glucose uptake by muscle tissue. Would this be any benefit to someone looking to add muscle mass? Also, if it can allow the body to burn free fatty acids more efficiently, would someone also be able to use this to help burn body fat, similar to that effect of fasted training? I know most pharmaceutical drugs are shunned for doing more harm than good, but is metformin one of those few possible exceptions?
Yeah, this is really an interesting story because, like a lot of other drugs that were introduced to bodybuilding, metformin's use, a.k.a. glucophage, was pioneered by the late Dan Duchesne. And there's a great account of that in the book Steroid Nation. If you haven't already picked that up, you will find that fascinating. But oddly enough, he first, quote-unquote, tested it on female bodybuilders, one of which nearly passed out at the grocery store one morning due to some side effects he forgot to mention.
Like hypoglycemia.
Yeah, exactly. So, to review, metformin is usually used alone or in conjunction with other medications, including insulin, to treat type 2 diabetes. It helps to control the amount of sugar in your blood. It decreases the amount of glucose you absorb from food while increasing your body's response to insulin or insulin sensitivity.
Oh, so you're saying it's both a glucose disposal agent as well as an insulin sensitizing agent?
Yeah, more so I think skewed to the insulin sensitizing side of the scale. But you will usually see it. It comes as a liquid tablet or an extended release tablet, all of which are taken orally. The liquid is usually taken with meals once or twice a day. The regular tablet is usually taken with meals two or three times a day, and the extended release version once daily, usually at the evening meal. Here's the bottom line insofar as its bodybuilding applications, though. It's been a few decades now since metformin has been used in bodybuilding, and here's an overview of what we've learned. The drug itself will not make you lose weight. It simply lowers blood glucose to acceptable levels, which, as we know, can be helpful when combined with diet and cardio, and those are the keys. It always gets back to the fundamentals. So looking back, very few made what would be considered dramatic body recomposition changes with it, unless they were using it alongside with an androgen. In particular, and for whatever reason, women did really well with it, stacking it with Anavar. But let's talk about a more practical fix. I feel there are better and safer ways of losing fat and manipulating insulin and or improving glucose disposal and insulin sensitivity. The top of that list, in my opinion, would be intermittent fasting along with exercise and refeeds timed appropriately with the racemic RALA, the R isomer of ALA,
right,
alpha lipoic acid. You need look any further than Adelfo Cerami and the Intermittent Thoughts on Intermittent Fasting blogs found at subversity.com for proof of that supposition. RALA will clear glucose, just not as much as metformin, all things being equal. All right, we need to be honest here. But here are the upsides, and there are many. It also regenerates other antioxidants, in particular vitamin C and E. It benefits liver cells tremendously, and it helps slow the aging process in your skin. There is also some evidence suggesting that it helps neurotransmitters in your brain fire faster and more efficiently. The list just gets even more lopsided from there. So I'll stop there and let the listener make an informed decision. Metformin, like I said, it's been around for a while. It's been used, I would say, successfully, but not as much as everyone had hoped. And there are better and safer ways of doing things, more effective ways even, today than there were when it was introduced two decades ago.
You know, resveratrol was compared to metformin in a milligram per milligram comparison and its ability to maintain low and stable blood sugar levels, and it outperformed metformin milligram for milligram. A lot of people don't think of resveratrol as a potential glucose disposal agent slash insulin mimetic slash insulin sensitizing agent, because it's stuck in that anti-aging longevity category. But you have to understand what it does, and it makes sense when you think about it. Resveratrol increases silent inflammation receptor T1, SIRT1, which has been implicated in the longevity effects of severe calorie restriction. Severe calorie restriction lowers blood sugar levels for a prolonged period of time and increases insulin sensitivity.
Yeah, and I think it's worth pointing out that there was a lot of hope around manipulating insulin, improving insulin sensitivity and glucose disposal. It was kind of looked at as the next frontier beyond androgens. And while it is not without merit, it never quite panned out to be the panacea that I think that everyone was hoping that it would be. We've had guys, you know, shooting insulin, straight insulin, for years. We have had people using very powerful glucose disposal agents. Does it help? Can it help? Yes. Does it help to the extent that it builds muscle and strips fat like androgens and other agents do? No. I think that's just the honest bottom line answer. It is extremely important in controlling your blood sugar and for long-term health, in my opinion, and that's its real application here for the listeners, the vast majority of listeners.
Okay. Let's go ahead and take our break now. When we come back, we have plenty more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. If you want to learn more about the Blueprint, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad. Also, Rob's supplement, which is Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Go to superhumanradio.com and check out the banner ad for Mass Pro Synthogen. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Get everything right, and I want you to.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I want to give a shout out to a new listener, Brian Tyler. Brian is a tenant here in the building where the Superhuman Radio studio is, and Brian comes in and talks to me just about every day now. He has taken his son off of soy milk. His son is allergic to dairy. Haven't convinced him yet to try raw milk yet, but has his son drinking almond milk. Bought himself a pair of adjustable dumbbells this morning, and he's getting back into the groove, and soon he will be one of us, part of the superhuman nation. So we applaud you, Brian Tyler. Stay with us, brother. Okay.
You know it.
All right, so anyway, let's get to the next question. This one comes from Sam Anderson. Sam says, Rob, I'm doing bodyweight exercises for the next month in between my blueprint runs. I have a few quick questions that you might be able to help with. Besides pull-ups, what is a good bodyweight exercise for the lats? Want to answer that first, and then I'll go to the second question?
Yeah, sure. This is some great questions. So bodyweight alternatives for the lats, this is a very, emphasis on very, shrewd observation on Sam's part with respect to those other bodyweight exercises. In fact, it inspired me to pursue more information on the topic after discussing with Brooks Kubik. Brooks and I spoke for a little over an hour last week, so expect me to revisit this question at a later date after brushing up on John Grimmick's and Doug Hepburn's bodyweight training of yesteryear. That is on the way to me, and I can't wait to get my hands on it.
Cool.
So, old rule of thumb. Vertical pulls or rows build width. Horizontal pulls and rows build thickness. You need both, and I'm going to drop one more tip that will put that'll put you far ahead of the competition. So here's the fix. Insofar as high rep horizontal pulls, rather, I rather like performing those from a bar placed low in a power rack, at least as high as your hips, for a higher rep range. Because once you start working with one-arm chin-ups and uneven chins, you know, you're going to de facto be in a low rep range. It's just simply a not a high rep exercise. However, two sets of 20 to 30 reps performed hanging from that bar, placed maybe on the lowest rung of the power rack, will test even the best chin-up artist and add a whole new dimension to your rowing prowess. The other exercise for the back is very unorthodox, which by now I'm hoping people know is one of my hallmarks.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to quote from George F. Jowett's Molding a Mighty Back, which was written long ago. And what he says is, do not believe that the only way to obtain great back development and power is to employ nothing else but exercise that creates only movements of great muscular contraction. You must stretch the muscles as well as build elasticity and flexibility. The more power your back will have if you do that. And what I'm talking about is bridging. I could spend a lot of time on the merits of bridging, and there are many, but let me simply say this. To work into bridging, it takes a long time, but I found some shortcuts, one of which is the stability ball. What you want to do is grab one of the larger stability balls in your gym and practice bridging on it, meaning, you know, you're lying on that with the ball in the middle of your back. You want to get to a point where your feet and your hands are flat on the floor and you're in a full bridge position. Don't be surprised if you can't do that the first time, or it takes a week, 2 weeks, maybe even longer, to develop the flexibility in the spine, because remember, we spend virtually all of our time these days hunched over forward at a computer. In the gym even, we're rowing and we're deadlifting. The point being that you're usually bending forward at the waist, not backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have developed the flexibility on that ball to perform a bridge and hold it for, let's say, 30 to 60 seconds, the next step is something called wall walking, walking down a wall with your hands. So let's talk about how to accomplish that. Stand approximately an arm's length from the wall. Okay, your feet should be about shoulder width apart, and you want to push the hips forward and begin bending back until you can see the wall behind you. Once you can, put your hands on the wall and start to progressively, inch by inch, walk down, bend backwards, and walk down that wall with your hands until you reach a point where your hands are flat on the ground as well as your feet, and you are in a perfect bridge position.
Wow.
This is not an easy thing to do, and it is an even harder thing to walk back up that wall. However, once you are able to do that, you will have a spine like a steel whip, and the rest of the body gets an incredible workout, because if you think about it, the muscles on the front of the body are seldom asked to both stretch and contract in that position
right.
when you're walking back up the wall.
Right.
So while these solutions are unorthodox, I think they complement each other very nicely, right? You got the lower rep vertical pulling seen with body weight shins, because eventually you're going to be doing them with one arm. I do feel that the horizontal pulling is necessary to build the thickness, and the solution for that is the, you know, the horizontal rows to the bar placed in a power rack that I
okay.
detailed.
All right, let's go to his – I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And then finally, the unique over and back wall walking is going to give you a lot of elasticity, flexibility, and functional power that no conventional pulling movement can deliver. You put all three of those together, and you will far outperform your counterparts in and outside of the gym.
Very good. All right, second part of the question, what's another good body weight exercise for shoulders besides handstand push-ups? And then lastly, what do you think of the plank push-up? Is it beneficial
okay.
or is it just for show?
Okay. As far as the handstand push-ups, you know, those take some time, obviously, to work into. But as in traditional weight training, though, I'm from the school that if you're doing things justice on your pushing and pulling movements, you'll de facto get plenty of shoulder work and balanced shoulder development at that. Having said that, you need to be on the lookout for overuse syndrome here, as shoulder injuries are among the most prevalent in any gym, right? You go to any gym in the country,
man.
You're going to see, you know, it's bum shoulders.
And don't you think it's because too many people treat their shoulders like a much larger body part than it really is?
Yeah, and not only that, but it's worth keeping in mind that the shoulder is a complex and potentially vulnerable piece of anatomy. So what we're afforded in terms of mobility and range of motion comes at a price. Vulnerability around that joint, and not just the joint, but the rotator cuff. So, in my opinion, the vast majority of shoulder injuries are a direct result of overuse injuries. Overdeveloped front or anterior delts and flaring of the elbows on the bench and overhead pressing. So, having said that, here are two body weight exercise alternatives, and here's the fix. Dips. We all know they're a tremendous upper body exercise, although in practice, the form used on the exercise is crucial if you want to work your shoulders. A common tendency you'll see is to perform dips leaning forward. However, a more upright position is going to work the shoulders. So in lieu of using additional weight, because we want to make sure this is still body weight stuff, consider slowing the movement down using a 5 count on the negative, a brief pause at the bottom, and an explosive positive or concentric when you're pushing back up. So while the dip, however, is well known, what isn't so well known is this next gem. It's called the crucifix rollout. Here's how to perform it. You grasp a pair of 15 or 20-pound dumbbells and assume the top position of the push-up. Now, slowly roll the dumbbells out to the side. Stop just short of the point where you feel a face plant is coming on, because that hurts and it's embarrassing. Then reverse the motion, returning to a point where you're back at the top of the push-up position. Make sure that you keep your arms locked and your body straight when you're doing this. Once you've found a distance that you can control safely, the progression to the full crucifix rollout is simple. You just gradually move the weights further and further apart over time until such time as you can descend all the way down with your arms locked and completely horizontal. When you can do that, you'll have built deltoid strength that few people in this world possess. Now, go ahead.
No, go, please, I'm sorry.
The planche push-up, is it beneficial or just for show? This is not a circus exercise. The planche is the French-Canadian term for the plank, sometimes referred to by American gymnasts as the elbow lever. Whatever you call it, this movement, it's not really a push-up. It's more of a feat of static strength that was a favorite of strongmen during the second golden age of bodyweight training. Old-timers absolutely loved this exercise, and with good reason. It requires balance, coordination, and an incredible amount of strength in almost every muscle in the body. As a matter of fact, there's a recent study from Penn State, which will soon be published in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning, which now proves, more or less proves, that the plank beats crunches for your core, hands down. You can read more about that at ergolog.com. If you scroll down a bit on their homepage, it's currently the fourth story or study listed.
Rob, do you want to take a question from Erin Mackin that's not in the list of questions that you have? She posted it up on the Superhuman Radio Network page.
Yeah, sure.
Can we work it in now before we go on to the next questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we'll do our best to get this answered quickly, okay? All right,
sure.
So here's what she says. I'm sorry. She says, I've been doing 5x5 protocol for 5 exercises, total body old school like deadlifts and pull-ups, plus ab work for approximately 8 sessions, and just switched to a more moderate volume of 3x8, but with more of the Metcon protocol with no rest in between exercises, a circuit fashion, until end of one circuit, 60 to 90 minutes. I'm sorry, 60 to 90 seconds, I'm assuming. I have not had to decrease the weight since 5x5. Does this progression make sense for contributing to make strength gains while also maximizing and learning leaning out aspect? I have good muscle, but want to streamline a bit for possible bikini show.
Yeah, wow. I really appreciate you asking that question there, and it's a great one. The 5x5 protocol is a classic. It's very hard to go wrong with it. It's absolutely terrific for a number of things. It sounds like the fashion in which you are performing it is almost a form of lactic acid tolerance training, while preserving a pretty decent amount of loading because of the nature of the set and the rep range. So the total volume and total tonnage is 5x5 is a sweet spot for just about everybody. Having said that, I think it would be excellent, you know, insofar as achieving your goal is not necessarily to up the weights that you're using, but to progressively decrease the total time of your workout, meaning, you know, doing more work within, I think, did she say a 60-minute time frame?
She said 60-90. That's one circuit. I don't know. I'm assuming that's 60 to 90 seconds. Right? Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm confused about that.
That is an incredible work rate. The question being, how long can you keep that up and for how many rounds? So if it was me, Aaron, what I would do is I would set, let's say, perhaps a 30-minute window, at the most 40 minutes. And if you're working within that 30-minute window and you can perform, let's say, I don't know, seven such rounds, you know, before tossing your cookies,
right,
because that's a lot of lactic acid. The goal then is to progressively increase the number of rounds that you're able to accomplish within 30 minutes. And doing so will pack a tremendous amount of work into a short period of time. And if you look at the physique on a sprinter, right, they're built like bodybuilders.
Yeah, what a difference.
They have tremendous build because they're doing an incredible amount, an incredibly intense amount of work in a very short period of time. Contrast that with the build seen on a long-distance runner who does a tremendous volume of work, but it's spread over a much longer period of time.
Yeah, and that person has no muscle at all. When you look at these distance runners that recently in the Olympics, they all look like they really are sickly looking.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't want to look like one of those people.
Absolutely not. So if you're looking to win that bikini contest, and I have every confidence that you will, Aaron, intensity is what's going to get you to the top, not necessarily, you know, doing that, clocking up gym hours. Because in the case of the long-distance runner, you know, look what you wind up looking like. She's gonna look like a racehorse. You know, taking the other approach. And
well, the only thing that we don't know about your protocol, Aaron, is how you're eating. And I have to be honest with you, regardless of what you're doing in the gym, if you want to lean out, 80%, 90% of the answer lies in your meal choices and your meal timing, and maybe even some periodic intermittent fasting. You can keep training the way you're training and dial your diet in, and you can get leaned out really, really fast.
Yeah.
So I would also suggest looking at your nutritional approach as well. When it comes to body fat, I know a lot of people may disagree with what I'm going to say. I know people that can get lean without going to the gym just by altering the way they eat. So just keep that in mind.
There's no question, you know, the diet is a huge component. But Aaron, thanks again for that question. It's great to hear from the ladies now submitting questions.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more questions for Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We shall return. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound, and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. To Superhuman Radio. And if you're listening to this show, it means you are a superhuman. Be proud of it. Daniel Cook says, "Hey Rob, I was bulking my last blueprint run and the results literally screeched to a halt after 2 weeks. I found this odd, as the recommended feast stage is 30 to 42 days. But also, I think I am definitely on the lower end on this. Never getting results past the 30-day mark, and most of the time, even less than that. I usually am bulking Let's see. I usually am bulking, respond very well to buffets right after famine for two. I'm sorry. He did say buffets, right? Yeah. Two to three weeks and have strong ecto qualities, if that means anything. I am on my first day of famine right now and don't want to make the same mistake again. And I want to understand when is the right time to transition phases. Number five workout bridge into feasts, but rather straight into my own hypertrophy-oriented workout.
Yeah, this was a great question. He asked this on my Facebook page. I asked him a question of, you know, are you running the stock 2.0, Blueprint 2.0 bulking template, and which includes what's known as workouts 1 through 5 bridge into feast. So his answer is no, he was not running that stock template. There were no 1 through 5 workouts. He was running his own hypertrophy-oriented program. But now, having said that, I was really intrigued by this question because you don't often hear of issues once people get into Blueprint's feast phase. It's usually, boom, it's a rocket ride for 6 to 8 weeks. So nevertheless, the last time this happened, it stimulated me to come up with a solution that really vaulted the Blueprint 2.0 success rate to nearly 100%. There are ties that bind here with what happened there, and it illustrates how the Blueprint Army learns, shares, and grows to help everyone involved, because it helped me build a more fail-safe training shell within which to work. So here's what happened. When Blueprint 1.0 debuted, it was very well received. However, on the Blueprint boards, a new customer, who has become a very good friend of mine, Steve Shawcroft, wrote to me that he had trouble gaining traction during the feast phase, much like Daniel is experiencing. And he let me know, in no uncertain terms, that he was not a happy camper. So I took that as a cue to discuss it with him further and went to work figuring out a better solution. That solution is what's known today as the 5-workout bridge into feast. What this is it's a period of training dedicated exclusively to marshaling the body's adaptive energies and maximizing substrate storage from one's diet in the muscle cell, and this is the key, while making minimal inroads into one's recovery ability. It worked like a charm for Steve, and he regained traction quickly. It was boom, okay, so it was off to the races. I then incorporated that into 2.0, and it was there for everyone who picked it up thereafter, including a fella by the name of TurboFlex on the boards, Justin Kuntz, who was another great friend of mine, became one who had one of the most epic runs in Blueprint history. After that, everybody gained traction easily during feast. The moral of the story here is that we all learned an important lesson, including yours truly, that made for a better blueprint. I did not leave behind, and I'm not about to leave behind, one single member of the Blueprint Army. Nobody gets left behind. Daniel, what I'm trying to say is I'd recommend, in your case, transitioning into cruise for a bit, 2 to 3 weeks, then rerunning famine, and then bridge into feast with those 5 workouts that I've specified. They're there for a reason. They help people gain traction, and then you're free to use whatever hypertrophy template you see fit, as you'll be set up for an extended stay at that point in Gainesville.
Okay. And by the way, Erin Mackin did comment back on Facebook that she meant 60 to 90 seconds between rounds. So, and we anticipated that, obviously. It's not taking
That's incredible conditioning for anybody.
Yeah, especially doing a strength protocol like 5x5. Okay, so she also said something else, and I just want to kind of go back to this, and then we're going to take our last break, and we're going to do the blueprint tip of the day. She also said that the one exercise that she can do more of is pull-ups. I can do more than 8. Should I start doing weighted pull-ups or just max them out on each pass? What do you think about that?
I think that is an amazing accomplishment of upper body strength.
I can't do 8 unassisted pull-ups. What I mean by that is if I go to the assisted machine and put it on its lower setting, like 5 pounds, I just need those magic fingers on my knees.
Yeah.
You know, it makes a big difference for me. I don't think I could do 8 unassisted right now.
That is really incredible. You know what, Aaron? I say run with your strengths. Let's start putting some weight on. Let's start adding some weight and get into a lower rep range of, let's say, perhaps 3 to 5 reps. And let's see how far we can take it. I mean, step on the pedal and push that throttle forward. You know, I am not about being happy with, hey, you know, that's really good for a woman or for anybody. Let's take this as far as it'll go, because I would love to hear, you know, in 6 months, you write back and hear from you and say, hey, I'm doing 8 reps, but now I'm doing it with 20 pounds hanging around my waist. Can you imagine? I mean, that is fantastic, and it really should speak to everybody listening, but in particular women. You know, you needn't fear things like chin-ups and other upper body feats of strength that traditionally women are at a slight disadvantage of. It can be done with a will of iron, and clearly Aaron has that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we will be endowed with knowledge from Rob Regish on the Blueprint Tip of the Day. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about the Blueprint and Mass Pro Synthogen. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night.
Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Shut your mouth. Okay, you want to amaze your friends? You want to be the smartest kid on your block? You want to tell your doctor he doesn't know what he thinks he knows? You have to start reading subversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com. Adele Moussa posted another blog post today. You are what you eat. Salmon are being fed a chow made of mice. Ew. Okay. Go to subversity.com today and amaze your friends, astound your family, and have lots of great information that'll keep you alive longer. SUPPVERSITY.com. All right. Back to it with Rob Regish. So, Rob, what is the blueprint tip of the day? Hold on.
We have not one, not two, but three tips of the day.
Okay.
And they are dirty tricks for greater strength and hypertrophy. So I chose these because they have a very high success rate in the general training population when put to work. So let's talk about what they are and how they work. Dirty trick number one is for explosive bench press strength. And this little gem will help you instantly lift 10, in some cases 15% or more weight the next time you bench. And here's how it goes. Right before you get ready for your bench max, you want to stretch the upper back muscles in the following fashion. If you stand at a 45-degree angle to a pole or, you know, the side of the power rack, something you can grab onto, with your feet positioned about 6 inches apart and the same distance from the pole, you bend over slightly, grabbing the pole on the opposite side of the arm you're using at about chest height. Your thumb should be pointing down with your pinky finger pointing up. Lean away from the pole and down until you feel a deep stretch in your lat, in your lats. You want to hold that stretch for about 15 seconds and do so for both the right and the left arms, or the right and left lats. How it works is this. By stretching those back muscles, you trigger the antagonistic muscle groups, in this case your chest and your triceps, creating a short-term stretch reflex, which results in the ability to push more weight. It's the same principle that's used in Charles Staley's escalating density training, where agonist and antagonist muscle groups are paired, where you're stronger in both movements when you're doing that. Give that a shot. You're going to be benching more weight in no time. I can't wait to hear from people who try it. I've seen it. It's a trick that I recommended in the gym, and 9 out of 10 people are already, you know, they're pressing 10% minimum more weight.
Cool.
Yeah. Dirty trick number two, more effective drop sets for growth. The old school method here for drop sets involves starting with a weight in the 8 to 12 rep range, then hitting failure, dropping the weight another 20%, repping the failure again, rinse, wash, and repeat. However, there is a much better and more efficient way to go about that, and here's what it is. This method is more specific to the type 2B muscle fibers, those with more growth potential, if you will. and it does it by generating greater intensity. Yet, it still preserves a threshold amount of mechanical work that we know triggers muscle growth. So here's the fix. Start with a weight that you can lift for just 4 to 5 reps before reaching failure. Next, drop that weight 15% to 20% and shoot for another 2 to 3 reps. If you're, you know, working with a barbell, please make sure to use a spotter or a power rack. Don't want anybody to get pinned on this. Once you reach failure again, drop that weight one final time by another 15% to 20% and crank out a final 2 to 3 reps. When you perform drop sets in this fashion, you still preserve that 10 to 12 rep range that we know is ideal for hypertrophy, but with a much greater intensity quotient and de facto growth stimulus. It runs circles around the old school method, which means you'll soon be running circles around your training partners. Dirty trick number 3 are 2 game changers for chest growth, and I'll walk you through the 2 exercises and how to perform them. We go back to dips, because in many ways, the dip is the equivalent of the upper body squat. So here's how to make it even more effective for growing big pecs. When you lower yourself during the eccentric part of the lift, attempt to push the bars away from your body. Conversely, when raising yourself or pushing yourself back up, this is referred to as the concentric portion of the lift, try pulling the bars in towards your body while squeezing the chest. Now, the bars, of course, are not going to move.
Unless you're really, really, really strong.
Unless you're Wade Johnson
there
strong,
you go.
The bars won't move. But when you do try to do that, it creates an incredible amount of tension in your pecs that more effectively targets those muscle fibers instead of the triceps or the front delts, which is where most people typically feel it the next day. Now, the real magic, though, in my opinion, is the pullover. But in this case, performing it with an easy curl bar. This movement may be the single most result-producing upper body exercise in existence. It is yet another victim, though, of the bench press hysteria that has taken hold and has been with us now for decades. Its benefits are so numerous that the time doesn't allow me to do it justice here. But suffice it to say, this lift should be in your arsenal as a preferred weapon of mass construction, if you will. Here's how to make that lift even more effective. Traditionally, the pullover has been performed on a flat bench with a dumbbell, right? If you really want to derive max growth stimulation, though, consider the following. Incline the bench just slightly by sliding 2 25-pound plates under the usually the supporting end.
So don't even use the first click on the incline. That's too extreme.
No, because what I have found is, at least out here, most adjustable benches have too severe of an incline,
given that first click is at least 3 inches high.
Yeah, even down in Louisville, right?
Yeah, there you go.
You need only incline it slightly to achieve a tremendous stretch under load, which we know increases greater growth factor mediated by IGF-1.
You just dropped out for a second. I don't know if you lost signal, but you said a greater growth factor, and I'm assuming you said release?
Yeah, a much greater growth factor release, and again, it's primarily mediated by IGF-1,
okay,
which I'll get into in a second. Next, instead of using a dumbbell, consider using an easy curl bar, because doing so necessitates a wider grip, right, versus keeping the hands closer together when you're using a dumbbell. The benefits of this approach, then, are threefold. First, there's much greater growth stimulation due to your ability of being able to handle a heavier weight once you are familiarized with the movement, much like barbell work is more total tonnage than dumbbell work. Second, the loaded stretch position results in the aforementioned greater growth factor release via what is known as the phosphatidyl inositol 3-kinase or PI3K-AKT pathway. That is a long way of saying that activating that pathway results in an intracellular, very strong intracellular signaling cascade, which we know plays a major role in skeletal muscle growth. Finally, the wider grip that you're going to use with the easy curl bar more effectively targets the outer region of the pecs, resulting in much greater growth stimulation in that area. In practical terms, it broadens the pecs considerably over time, giving you a much more visually impressive appearance, especially from the front. If you really want to get to Gainesville in a hurry, you combine that easy curl bar pullover or the dips with dirty trick number two, the more effective drop sets for growth method. It is an incredibly intense result-producing combo. Folks, please do give at least one of these tips a try. I'm willing to bet you're going to be pleasantly surprised at our mutual bottom line here, right? Results.
Great, great tip of the day. Rob Regish, you changed your profile picture on Facebook.
Yeah, I did.
You have some gray hair, don't you?
Yeah. You know, I like to tell people it's the lighting, but yes, brother, I have gray hair.
I didn't realize that, man.
I am not coloring it.
I am.
It is what it is. You either love me or you hate me, because I don't do the halfway thing.
I had dinner with some friends this weekend. Dr. Matt Andre was in town, and he brought his girlfriend Stacy, and Lisa and I went out and we had dinner. And so, you know, we were talking, you know, Matt Andre is an amazing, amazing physician. He is now my doctor, by the way. The guy is a genius, and he's one of us. I mean, the things that he understands and that he believes in are right. I don't have to reeducate. You know what I mean? It's just great. So anyway, we were talking about anti-aging and stuff like that. And I said to Matt and Stacy, I said, well, you know, Elisa doesn't even dye her hair. And they were amazed, you know, like, you're kidding me, you know. And let's face it, Elisa is around my age. Let's just put it that way. And so Stacy looks at me and she goes, what about you? I go, oh, I use Clairol. And she started laughing really hard. I says, yeah, I says, it's not beneath me to color my hair. First of all, I have a face like an old shoe. If my hair was all gray, I'd really, really look old. So I got to do something to kind of prop myself up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Hey, listen. Times are tough, man. Just use a black magic marker. Save yourself some money.
No, Clairol's cheap. I actually, for the women out there who know what I'm talking about, I actually belong to Sally's Beauty Supply, which is a chain around the United States. And so
please stop. Stop now.
I know. Are your gonads starting to shrink?
Get back on HRT, man, please.
No, I am on HRT. And I go there and I get professional color. I put it on myself.
Where is Dr. Chrysler? We need an intervention.
No, man. Listen, I have enough testosterone. Trust me on that. In fact, I've had a back down over the past few months from where I was for the past few years. So.
Oh, man.
Anyway. Yes, I do color my hair. It's true. For those of you who know me for a long time, you already know it. So there you go. I'm proud of it. You know what? Guys should be comfortable to color their hair. Why are women the only one that get that pass?
Oh, man.
I mean, okay, you have some gray hair, but you keep your hair really closely cropped, so it's hard to see, right?
Yeah, allegedly.
Okay.
Apparently not, after since you picked up on it.
No, I know. Well, I was like, holy crap, you know, the last one you had the helmet on when you were in the cockpit with Nicholas, and I'm like, you know, wow, Rob has got great arms, great shoulders, and then I was like, who's that old guy on Rob's Facebook page?
Oh, man. Oh, God. I had a face for radio and apparently hair too, bro.
There you go. There's nothing wrong with that, man. You know what? Old is the new young. So there you go. All right, so there you go. Rob Regish, as always, thank you for delivering the information that the audience needs to make progress. Keep your questions coming. You can post them on Rob's Facebook page. If you're not a friend of his, send it to onair@superhumanradio.com. Rob Regish, thanks for being on today, brother.
Thanks for having me, man.
All right, talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Peter Rouse on. We're going to talk about the methodology of strength training. We're going to continue to discuss strength training here. So, we'll be right back. Yes,
told you things I did before, told you how I used to be, would you go on with someone like me?
No, no, no.
You train hard.
push the limits of your body every day, and sometime pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answer to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Turn it up. Bring the noise. Bring Dr. Peter Rouse back. That's all we keep hearing. Bring Dr. Peter Rouse back. Well, you know what? The guy is busy training the movie stars in Hollywood. This is no BS. Peter will not toot his own horn. I know the people, the celebrities that he trains, and he won't let me drop names. How you doing, Peter?
I'm doing well, Kel.
And so we are back, and we are back here today for a cerebral discussion to pontificate about the methodology of strength training. Peter, is it really even necessary to discuss the methodology, you think? And if so, why?
Well, I think a lot of people have forgotten the basics. And this is the foundational work that people need to be doing. So going back to these basics, you know, is where they're going to get the real gains from for what they're looking with, whether it's size, mass, or strength. So, I mean, covering these foundational principles, I think, is very important.
You know, this is really a good topic, and I'll tell you why. It's the end of the summer. Many of us have taken the bodies that we have created and trashed them over the summer. We've partied. We've taken long durations of time off, vacationed with the kids, you know, and we kind of feel like, well, I work so hard all year long. This is the time I get to show off and feel good. And I know a lot of people, including myself, who have come to the point now where we're ready to rededicate ourselves, go back into the dungeons and rebuild the monster, so to speak. And quite often, we forget about the basics, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, I see people in the gym trying to do all this advanced stuff without any foundational foundation, basically, and you know, nothing there to back that up.
Okay, so when you talk about foundational work, what do you mean?
Well, first off, I think one of the classic mistakes I see people making is actually changing up the exercises way too often. I may not change the exercises I'm doing for a year or even longer. And you see people changing up what they're doing every 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks.
And there are people out there who believe that you have to stay one step ahead of the adaptation to that type of stimuli. Is there another way to stay ahead of the adaptation effect without changing the movement?
Well, you actually, I mean, many, which we'll get into, but what you've got to understand is when you're doing that same movement over and over again, you become more proficient at it. And that takes you to a whole new level. You know, if you stop doing exercises, that first initial strength gain, it's just a learning curve. It's not really true strength gain. So, you know, they're thinking they're getting stronger than the first, I've changed my workout, I'm getting stronger again over the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, and then it tapers off again. Well, that's just the first adaption to the change of exercises. It's a neurological phenomenon. It's not, you're not gaining any real strength. You're not gaining any real muscle mass.
You're really learning technique. And you know what? It makes perfect sense, because look at Olympic lifters. They do the clean and jerk every single day. They get stronger in the clean and jerk.
Exactly. So proficiency of the exercise, and also that decreases your risk factor for injury, because the more proficient at the exercise you become, the less likely you're going to make an error or mistake on that lift, which is going to result in an injury.
Good point. Okay, so let's go through the methodology. What is the methodology of what is the basic this is really what we're talking about here. We're talking about foundation work. We're talking about the basics here. What is it?
Well, let's look at how many exercises people do. I mean, I think most people should start off with one, maybe two exercises per movement pattern or per body part, if you want to call it that way.
Okay.
Let's say, for example, chest. You know, everybody's doing like bench press, incline dumbbell press, flies, crossovers, or something like this.
Right.
For a couple of sets of each. You're better off doing the same amount of volume. Say if you do 10, 12 sets in a workout, you're better off doing the same amount of volume on one to two exercises. On really basic exercises.
Interesting. And this actually speaks to a discussion that I had with Coach Dan John many years ago. And when we were talking about routines, he says, you want to do something different one day? And I said, yeah. He said, go into the gym and just deadlift. Nothing else. Just deadlift. He said, do 20 sets of deadlifts and then leave. Instead of doing 3 sets of deadlifts and then 3 sets of rows and then 3 sets. He says, just go in and do. And so this is what you're talking about. In other words, do the same amount of volume, just don't switch it up through a variety of movements.
Yeah, because if you keep switching up throughout the workout even, you're going to have that waiting for the adaption curve through that first one or two sets before you actually really get into the groove of the exercise. And then you go and change the exercise where you want to get really into that groove and then beyond.
Interesting.
So I find, I mean, when I'm training clients here, for example, we often find it's the third working set that actually really proficient on, third, fourth, fifth working set that actually become really where they get into the groove and the strength goes up. They actually get stronger as they do more sets.
Okay, so would this also work if you were going to do whole body workouts?
Yeah, sure. You just need to watch the volume on your total amount of work. I mean, a lot of clients that do initially restart with full body workouts, but we're keeping it to the basics. You know, for lower body, we'll do deadlifts, for example, as one exercise, and it will pair that up with something like a bench press or some kind of pressing movement. And what we're doing is clearing those exercises up so you can get through a lot more volume in a short amount of time as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll pair upper body, lower body. We'll pair up a lower body pull movement with upper body push movement. So it gives your grip a chance to rest too.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Okay, so two movements per body part, for instance, okay? What else do you recommend?
Well, this is where you're asking about variety before and to work out how you're going to get that adaption, you know, prevent that adaption.
Right.
Well, I mean, you've got your repetition range that you can vary up. You've got your rest periods that you can change. You've got the tempo that you can change. So just those three things, mixing those three things up can give you a combination of so much variety, it would last you a whole year or 2 years.
Now, are you a proponent of changing tempo? Okay, so let's say I'm doing three sets of pressing movements, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should I do my first set with one tempo, second set with a different tempo, maybe the third set super slow, or even add some statics in there? Are you a proponent of changing up the tempo in one group of sets, or do you do that from workout session to workout session?
I would do it from phase to phase rather than even from workout to workout session, because what's happening there is that, let's say you go to super slow, you're hitting a whole different motor pattern there. You're hitting different muscle fibers and everything. So if you try to do it within the same workout, you're kind of doing the same thing as changing up exercises.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you want to stimulate and hit the same muscle fibers. That's why it's so important when people are doing warm-up sets, they make the mistake of warming up with, say, the first set with 20 reps, second set with 10. Say they're going to aim for 10 reps. They're going to do the first set with 20, second set with 15, and then come down to 10 reps. But what you need to be doing is within the same repetition bracket that you're actually going to be working in. You warm up the load, not the repetitions.
Really? So in other words, if you're shooting for a 10 rep set, your warm up should be a 10 rep set with a lighter weight. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And the same thing should be said for if you're doing three reps. If you're doing three reps, you build up the load up towards your first working set. And of course, the lower the lower repetition bracket or the higher the intensity, the more warm-up sets you require. So if you're doing something like 15 reps, you're only going to require one warm-up set. If you're doing three or singles, you're going to require maybe four or five warm-up sets.
Interesting. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick up the discussion. We're talking with Dr. Peter Rouse. If you want to learn more about Peter and his lovely wife, Alicia Fong, both of them very, very skilled trainers of some of the most famous people in the world, by the way. Again, Peter won't let me drop names because that's one of the reasons that they use him. You can go to afperformancecenter.com. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We will be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
If you want to outlast, muscle and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Peter Rouse. You can visit his website, AF Performance Center, afperformancecenter.com. Okay, we're talking about the basics, really, and it's really good once in a while to always discuss the basics because we are constantly looking for more exotic, more sexy things to do to stimulate strength, to stimulate the type of changes to the body that promote longevity and health, as well as performance. And quite often we abandon the things that work so well. So for a second, I want to go back, Peter, and I want to just address something, because what you said actually made a light bulb go off in my head. You look at Olympic lifters, they do three lifts day in and day out. They get stronger. They don't, there's no, I think that amongst the strength community, there is this assumption that if you do the same thing every day, meaning the same movements, the body becomes adapted and your desired goal of increased strength and even increased muscle mass is stunted because the body is somehow smarter and stops responding. But there's got to be a difference between adaptation and proficiency. What you're talking about is you become more proficient in a movement, you can become stronger in it.
Exactly. I think, you know, the thing that people miss out on the most is that, you know, they get that first strength gain they gain over the, maybe, you know, when they first change into a new training program, they get that strength gain over the first 3-4 weeks, whatever it may be. And they assume that's pure strength gain when, as we talked about, it's adaption to the new movement. Then the strength gain starts to taper off. They mistakenly think that tapering off of the strength gain is the adaption to the exercise. That's actually when the magic happens, because that's when the body starts actually really working at the exercise. Once it learns the movement somewhat, you know, in that 3 to 4 weeks, it takes a lot longer to get really proficient at the exercise. But that first 3-4 weeks, you get adaption, you kind of adapt to that new movement, and then that's when the magic happens. If you gained the same amount of strength in that first 3 to 4 weeks all the time, you'd be bench pressing, you know, 2 ton.
Right.
There's no way you can keep up that kind of rapid strength gain.
And it makes perfect sense. What appears to be an increase in strength is actually an increase in motor efficiency, so that you're able to do more with that weight because the body goes, oh, I know how to handle this now. I know when to fire the shoulders better to get this thing to move faster. But then once you get to that point where motor efficiency is, let's say, 80% or better, that's when you stall, but that's when you need to dig in deeper, because now the learning curve is done and now you can focus on gaining strength.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of people want that massive strength gain now rather than paying the price for over years, and it does take years. So just because they your strength gain is kind of slowed down. You're only gaining maybe, we have little plates up to, you know, like 0.5 kilograms, which is like 1 pound or less. And we use those for maybe every 2 or 3 weeks. It could go up by that much.
Right.
You're still gaining strength. If you remember, you know, you became more proficient exercise, you're gaining strength. And you're continuously moving in the right direction. When we start seeing people go in reverse, then we know that something's wrong. Usually people talk about overtraining, but what usually is under recovery, whether it's nutritionally or sleep patterns and stuff like that. It's the biggest fault there rather than overtraining generally.
Okay. Okay. So you're a proponent of changing the variables. The ingredients for variability seem to be tempo. They seem to be the loading patterns. They seem to be the rest periods in between each set, but you're a proponent of changing these over the course of like a periodized approach where you're going to do this for X amount of time and then not within the same workout.
Yeah. I'll give you an example of a classic example. One of my clients, John, he just entered a bodybuilding contest, did really well. He actually was too conditioned for his division. But what we did with him, he actually did zero cardio coming up towards that contest. And he came in shredded. And he was kind of like a little bit hesitant at the beginning because I gave him this workout, which seemed pretty basic. But what we did from week to week, as he could, we dropped down the rest period between sets. We're still doing some pretty heavy stuff, but we kept dropping the rest periods, which caused him to drop his weight because he couldn't recover as much during the sets.
Right.
But the adaption from that caused him to, basically, he was shredded.
Why no cardio? Why are you proud that he did no cardio? Or are you proud that he did no cardio? Well, why was that emphasized just now?
Because it's overused. It's going to, in most cases, it's going to cause a drop in muscle mass. It's just to prove that you can do that without any cardiovascular training that they traditionally do where they sit on bike for hours at a time. He came into this show. You know, most bodybuilders, you must experience this and seen this, is that they come into a show. And on the day of the show, they feel like total crap.
Right.
I mean, they do not feel good, even coming up to weeks before.
Right.
I mean, his worst feeling he had was, a couple of days before the show, he was starting to feel a little bit tired. That was the worst he ever felt.
Right. So he wasn't feeling sickly, exhausted, fatigued, malaise.
No.
Because he was in such good conditioning.
Yeah. I mean, it was partly due to the diet we were doing too, but because we didn't overdo all the other cardiovascular training and stuff like that, he did nothing other than the workouts. I mean, when we shortened those rest periods down to that point of 30 seconds, I mean, he had no gas left after that workout anyway, so there was no way he could do, any kind of cardiovascular training after the workout and definitely not come back later in the day and do it again anyway because he was just, I mean, he taxed himself in that workout.
I have to say openly that I have a lot of respect for cardiovascular training for strength athletes, and here's why. And I've intimated on the air that I am struggling against a life-threatening issue. And so I'm going to share with people right now my lack of cardio plus some other things that I was doing and my constant bombarding my body with very, very heavy, heavy resistance training, has given my heart a change, a morphological change. And cardiovascular training increases the eccentric hypertrophy of the heart, where heavy resistance training and the type of hemodynamic volume, a hemodynamic load that it puts on the heart increases the concentric hypertrophy of the heart. They both must happen together. I just don't want the message. I understand what you're saying, and I know that you respect cardiovascular training. I know you're a big fan of weighted cardio and sleds and stuff like that, so I know that's not what you're saying. But I don't want anybody to ever walk away from anything that we do on the show thinking that doing 30 minutes, 40 minutes of cardio when it's called for in general health training is a bad thing. It's actually an important thing, in my opinion, to make sure that the heart is getting everything that it needs.
Well, you got to look at the term cardiovascular. Okay, what's it refer to? It's the cardiovascular system.
Right.
If you're doing 30 seconds rest between sets and nonstop moving and a weights workout, trust me, that's cardiovascular. I mean, he's like puffing and blowing at the end of that workout.
Yes, but the difference is, and I think Sabina Scala would agree with this as well. The difference is that the slow type of cardio, 2.5-3 miles an hour, walking cardio, riding a bicycle, that sort of stuff, actually increases the volume that the heart handles under less load, where the resistance training increases the load that the heart handles with less volume. And they both have specific morphological effects on the heart.
Well, actually, research shows that if you're doing slow-paced aerobic training, like you're saying there, it actually can shrink the heart.
Yes, that's right. That's my point. What most of us undergo, look, when a bodybuilder or a powerlifter drops dead, what they always find is a hugely distorted heart, quite often with a form of dilated myopathy, and so on. And quite often they don't die from that heart problem. They die of something else, renal failure in the case of bodybuilders who are exploiting, diuretics and stuff like that. But what you have to understand is that when you only do things that increase the hemodynamic load of the heart, that causes the heart to get bigger and distorted. Walking, riding a bicycle causes the heart to get smaller and conformed. They must happen together. Otherwise, you end up with a big, sloppy, ill-running heart at some point in your career.
And this, only really seen with guys like Westside Barbell, who are extreme end. I don't think you'll see that in the general population. We only see that in like an extreme version.
Well, but you have to remember, Peter, the people who listen to this show, we are. You know, we don't compete, but many of us are hoisting the types of weight that, you know, you in general, you for instance. I mean, you know, you're not going to go compete at Westside, but clearly you could if you wanted to dedicate the time. And a lot of the people in our audience, we push ourselves to the maximum extremes all the time. And we need to understand that while we may not be athletes, many of us do train like athletes.
Actually, you're right. People do push themselves to extreme way too much. And that's why you need to do the phase type training where
yes.
you take backup periods. I actually take 4 weeks off occasionally, not as often as I should, but now I just took a holiday and that entire week I did zero when I was overseas. I did absolutely nothing as far as training concerned.
When you come back from a week off, do you jump right back into it or do you give yourself a ramp up period? Curious.
No, ramp up period. Definitely a ramp up period.
Because
even when a week off.
You know, and this is something that I want to say, okay? When you're as strong as many of the people in our audience, men and women I'm talking about, what you have to understand is when you have that kind of strength, there's a great deal of responsibility that comes with it. You can't just take a week or two off and go right back into the gym. Even though you may be able to hoist the weight, you're really putting yourself at great risk of injury. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And that's number one rule we have in our facility is, you know, injury prevention. You know, you got to look at that as number one, because if you get injured, you're not going to make the gains that you want. And after taking even just a week off, it's not so much you're going to lose your strength. So you come back, you probably are just as strong. If not, some people are stronger, so we've got to be careful about that. What we do see, though, is there's a change in water volume,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, glycogen stores within the muscle. There's a whole lot of variations in the density of the muscle from these other chemicals that will change the effect of the muscle. So it's easy to pull a muscle or even tear a muscle at that point.
Yeah, no, that makes great sense. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to continue the discussion about the basics of strength training. This is really, really important discussion. Something that we need to touch on every single year to get back to basics. We're talking this hour with Dr. Peter Rouse. The website is AFPerformanceCenter.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is? Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4
Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting tasciences.com. That's tasciences.com.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yes, Fever. It is just you and I against the solar system. But with this machine, we shall win.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Peter Rouse. We just want to touch on cardio just for a second longer, Peter. I know you want to make a point about cardio, because I know it's important to you.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of people think I'm anti-cardio in that sense, like you were saying, but I'm anti-cardio in the gym, meaning that you're in there doing your strength training, and that's what it should be all about. Hopping on a treadmill is going to actually create dysfunction. Hopping on these machines and doing steady pace of overtraining is not what it's about. It's about full body movements. For myself and my wife, what we do is we go out, we're going out shooting, but we're not going out and just shooting. We're fully loaded packs, fully loaded magazines. You carry a heavy rifle, and you're walking, treading, hiking through, you know, uneven terrain, and then you're doing tactical drills, which could involve short sprints and stuff like that. So, I mean, believe me, that's very cardiovascular type training. And the thing about that is you don't even realize you're doing it at the time because, you know, you're so focused on what you're doing as far as activity is concerned rather than thinking about you breathing away and puffing away, which normally a lot of people do is they're sitting on a treadmill at the gym and they're constantly thinking, oh, God, this is killing me.
You know, that's a great point. The reality is get out. Get outdoors. Do things. Go hike for your cardio. Go, you know, run sprints in the park. Get out. You're right. You're absolutely right. The other thing is that when you do those machines, when you're walking on a treadmill, you're not really walking. The belt is just pulling you along. And when you're on an elliptical machine, and look, I use the elliptical machine all the time. But really, when you think about it, it's like riding a bicycle. It's really not true activation of the cardiovascular system in the way it was meant to be.
Yeah, I mean, if you go out for hiking and carrying something as well with you, then you're going to really get a different kind of workout, especially on uneven terrain. When you're walking through, you know, like a hillside and terrain's very uneven, you're having to walk up hills, down hills, eccentric, you know, deceleration downhill. That kind of variation is really gives you a kind of workout that you never can kind of accomplish inside a gym.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. You work with some of the most elite in Hollywood, okay? And so obviously you're not necessarily going to suggest to them, hey, go take a tactical shooting course. What do you tell them to do for their cardio if you're not having them do anything in the gym? And I know you'd have no cardio machine in your gym, so.
We don't have any cardio machines, but we do have a track. And actually, we're expanding the gym end of this month, so we're actually going to have a much bigger track and much wider track. So we do a lot of track work inside the gym. But, for example, the last client I was training, we're also doing a lot of Muay Thai. Now, you do Muay Thai martial arts training, that becomes very cardiovascular very quickly.
Now, you were training a celebrity when I was there last Christmas, and you were training him with Muay Thai as well, but that's because he was actually doing an action film where he was going to fight. So you would do that even with somebody who isn't doing an action film?
We'll do some martial arts training. We'll mix it up. I do some hands-on tactical training too, where we do defensive tactical work. I mean, everybody could help with having some basic stuff. It's kind of stuff that the military would use for unarmed combat. So we're doing those drills over and over. That becomes a little cardiovascular. So it's about moving the whole body, not particularly. We mix it in with a second activity. Rather than doing cardio for the sake of doing cardio, mm-hmm. we're doing something where they're getting a second benefit out of it and getting the cardiovascular training at the same time.
I got you.
You know, doing cardio, I mean, a lot of these people, too, don't have a lot of time. So we need to do two-in-one type scenarios.
We
can get kind of, you know, a bigger bang for our buck out of what we're doing. So sitting on a treadmill for 30 minutes, you know, that's a waste of time and money for them.
Go ahead.
Well, I have other clients who play tennis. I mean, he's actually really crazy about tennis. He plays tennis way too much. Our workouts in the gym are involved halfway around counteracting the amount of tennis he does. But for him, you know, he doesn't need to do any cardiovascular training in the gym because he gets plenty on the court.
I hear Kitty in the background.
Yeah, she's a little bit on heat at the moment.
Oh, is that right? And you're her boyfriend now. Okay. Okay. What about changing the positioning? Getting back to the variability issues or the variables in strength training. Mm-hmm. What about changing the grip or the positioning in which you engage the weight to help activate muscles differently? Are you a proponent of that, or does that counteract the whole proficiency desire?
Yes and no. See, I'm a advocate of that because I think it's a great way to change the variable of the exercise. But then it comes back to you changing the whole biomechanics of the exercise. So you need to be using that as if you're changing the exercise totally. Hmm. It's not quite the same degree if you're going from an incline bench to a flat bench, but there is quite a bit of variability. Going back to a bench press, for example, what I think – for example, like you, your bench press is very limited because of your shoulder issue.
Right.
Have you tried doing bench press with fat grips on the bar?
No. Why? That would change everything?
Yeah, you'll probably find your shoulders will be a lot better from it.
Just by getting my grip wider?
No, not wider, fat grips. So
yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. The fat bar, the fat grips. That's what when I meant grip wider, I didn't mean my hands farther apart. I mean my hands further open.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, you should try. Have you got? I mean, if you haven't got anything, you can make some gap. But have you got anything like that?
No, I don't. I've been trying to get fat grips to advertise for a year now. Maybe I could get them to advertise and I could start using them.
Well, they're actually a great company. We've got a few fat grips in the gym there, and they messed up one of our orders one time, and they sent us another pair for free. So they are good coming. If you get them on board, that'd be good.
Yeah, Werner, I can't think of his last name, Brugman or something like that. Yeah, I've been talking to them for a year. So in other words, by getting a thick bar, that would change the kinesiology of the shoulders?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I do a lot of my bench press with fat grips because of that main reason, is because of that. Is the fact that the loading on the shoulders is much simpler.
Does that change the movement to such a degree that you actually would treat that as a different exercise, or could you do that? Like for instance, can you go wide, normal, narrow, one set to the next set to the next set, or you're an opponent of something like that?
That's probably the least amount of variation you're going to get in an exercise is the grip thickness. So it does create quite a variable adaption. I wouldn't do it in the same workout. Maybe in the same phase you could do that. So one week you come in and you do a fat grip, next week you come and do a standard grip, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't try to do it in the same workout because you're warming up and you're adapting to that specific grip and the activation of the muscles and the neurons involved with that. So you're better off sticking with that same grip in that workout.
Gotcha.
But you could, that one there, you could potentially mix it up from week to week if you wanted to.
Okay. What other variables do you like to manipulate? You talked about rest periods in between the actual movements themselves. This was, you know, considered density training back in the day by Gironda and then again Charles Staley. How extreme can you go? How short of a rest period can you go for before the movement itself stops doing what it's intended to do?
With my experience, I find around about that 30-second mark, you see a kind of a loss of technique. You know, if you're not getting enough rest period, your strength drops off far too fast. So by the time you get through three sets with a 30-second rest period, you aren't using any kind of reasonable load at all. So I think that 30-second rest period, if you're doing it from one exercise, so say for about, go back to bench press, you do bench press, rest 30 seconds, do bench press, rest 30 seconds, do bench press, I guarantee you're either going to drop in repetitions or drop in load very rapidly.
What about in order to increase strength? Say the deadlift, for instance. Let's say you can do a triple with a given weight, okay? Mm-hmm. So instead, what you do is you load that weight on the bar, you do a single, you rest for 45 seconds, you do another, and you do as many singles as you can, and you make that your target. So let's say you can do six singles with 45 seconds rest in between each one. You do
It's almost like a cluster set.
What is it called?
A cluster set.
Okay, a cluster set. Okay. But now what you do is, over the course of time, maybe you do that same workout 3 weeks in a row. Then the fourth week you come in and you shoot for 30 seconds rest in between each single set. And you do that for 3 weeks in a row. And then you come in and you try to do a single every 15 seconds. Are you an advocate for this approach to increasing strength, or do you think that it's not wise?
Well, something very similar. We do the cluster set, which is traditionally, I mean, just looking at that, it's 10 seconds. You're doing like 3 to 5 repetitions with 10 seconds break between each repetition. So you can able to use a load that's higher than you would be able to do for normally for your 3 to 5 repetition bracket, but you're doing it, you know, with a pause in between. It's almost like the rest pause.
Rest pause, right.
But rest pause involves multiple repetitions, then you rest and do it again. Where the cluster set is just a single rest 10 seconds. So you could do what you're saying is, you know, shorten the rest period down to a point where you better do it simultaneously together. But the difference there is going to be that the load that you start with at that first rep is going to be very high. And then as you won't be able to use the same load that rapidly. It'll be quite a longer adaption curve. I don't think it'll be 3 or 4 weeks. It'll be more like 3 or 4 months at
really?
Least.
Really? Yeah. Because, I mean, the objective would be to take a weight. Let's say you can do a triple with 405, let's say. Mm-hmm. The objective would be at the end of this phase, this pattern, you would be able to do 8 reps with 405. So you're saying that would probably take you months, not weeks, obviously.
Yeah, that would take a lot longer. What would be more realistic? Let's say you could do a triple for 405, and let's say you've been stagnant on that 405 for a while. Let's say if you want to get to 425. So you want to add 20 pounds, which is a big jump.
Right.
That's a more realistic type jump. So if you want to get up to that, I would use the cluster set in that sense. If you're using it, then start with one rep for cluster sets. First time through, I actually get them used to it the same weight as they normally would do, just to get used to doing it that way. So right. They'll use 405 for single rest 10 seconds, do it for single rest 10 seconds, do a single. But then each workout, we'll kind of bump it up a little bit. So we'll go from next workout, we might go to the target weight of 425 for a single, which should be quite okay for them to do. And then they rest 10 seconds, do another single. 10 seconds and do another single. Now, that third single will be pretty tough.
Yeah.
It should be really tough. You do that, just those, that standard, without shortening the rest periods or increasing the rest periods or anything, just do that standard for like 6 weeks. After that 6 week period, you should be getting pretty close to that single, that three reps with the 425.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty
just
cool.
Just from doing clusters.
So there you go. Again, manipulating the rest period in between in order to create the variability in the movement. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We're talking with Dr. Peter Rouse. The website is afperformancecenter.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Jody and Rebecca. Come on, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get jiggy. Get drunk, don't percolate anything you want. Because it's oscillating if I don't take pity. Want to see you get life on the rhythm of my ride. And my lyrics up about electricity.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise, but that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Peter Rouse about the basics. This is kind of a primer, a refresher. The things that you forget when you're constantly trying to find newer, better, more sexy ways to stimulate strength gains and greater health as a result. Okay, so let's finish up on rest periods real quick. Any other thoughts on rest periods?
Well, I'm just wondering how many listeners actually use a stopwatch to time the rest periods more precisely, because you know people often rest and they think, oh, that's about a minute or that's about 2 minutes, but do they actually time it? Because that that 2 minutes, you know, can come very, become easily 3 minutes as they get more fatigued into the workout. You know, they kind of drag it out a little bit longer and longer. So if you get a stopwatch and actually time it, you'll get a better, you know, better workout because of the fact that you're getting more precise timing on those rest periods.
I take my iPhone into the gym with me. I put it on airplane mode so I cannot be disturbed while I'm working out. I use the Notes app to record my workout, and I use the stopwatch to time my rest periods.
So, yeah, I think it's really important. We just use a stopwatch, but I mean, a lot of people do use their iPhones and stuff like that. Problem with our gym, if you use your iPhone, you leave it lying around, it's going to get broken.
I've seen that happen. I don't leave it. I put it on the airplane mode so that I can put it in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
It's not my own personal radiation device.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so that's pretty much the last point on that. Now, with we're talking about tempo earlier, but didn't really touch on it. So tempo is a variable that most people also don't really vary in their workouts at all, ever. They just lift the weights at whatever speed they're used to doing it and don't really change that up that much. So what we like to do is when we're playing with that, our standards are pretty much what we start most people on is thinking about exploding the bar up on the movement and then controlling the movement down on a 2 second eccentric. That's our starting basic tempo that we use with all our clients.
Right.
This is a basic starting point. From there, we can vary it. Like you say, with the super slow, I don't go quite too super slow with the concentric movement, but we do, of course, a lot of eccentric work as well. But you've got to be very careful with the eccentric work because you're causing a lot of damage to the tissue.
Right.
So you only want to use that periodically rather than, you know, using it every single workout or with the entire workout. You might want to choose one exercise even for just a few sets in the workout for eccentric only sets. And the eccentric training is a very efficient way to kind of, as you say, build up strength, you know, if you gain, your goal is to build up that maximal strength, but also can cause, you know, some other adaptions along the way as well.
I think statics are very underestimated in their ability to influence the landscape of muscle tissue and improve neuromuscular efficiency. You have any thoughts on statics?
I love them. We've got to be careful again. How often you use them. I'll use them in phases. I'm not hesitant to use them, you know, simultaneously for several months, but, you know, we'll use them in phases where we do a static. But I like to also do is do a static set, put down with a very heavy load. I mean, with static loading, you can use an extremely heavy load compared to what you could even bench press, say, for example, on the bench press. If you're benching, say, what's the average these days? Say 250, you're benching 250 for five. You could probably hold up an easy 400 pounds.
So in other words, in that static, you would just stay at the top? You wouldn't try to come down a little bit to activate more muscle and get the elbow joint?
You're not full lockout. You're just below lockout.
Okay,
so you just got a little bit of loading.
Right.
I'll do it with the bars, of course, safety bars. So you actually got no way of coming down. You just lift it off the bars and just hold in that position just before the lockout position.
Right.
Then what you do is you unload the bar, drop it down to your normal weight that you normally would doing and pump it out, and it would just feel so much easier.
Yeah, I know. I really like statics. I talk about this on the show, and I know I've said it before, but people need to understand something. When you do a static and your muscles start to oscillate, you have this feeling where your arms are jerking, you know, they're vibrating, you know, what is actually happening is muscle fibers that are not first responders are being called into action because muscle fibers that are first responders are starting to fail. So the muscle says, okay, we're about to lose these 60 motor units. We need to replace them with 60 motor units. So they start to get these other muscle fibers to activate. And when they activate for a moment, then the first responder gets time to relax and then comes back in. What you're seeing with this vibrating, this shaking, whatever you want to call it, this quivering, is these first responder muscle fibers and these late responder muscle fibers are now sharing the work back and forth, boom, 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 boom. And this is why you get that oscillation. Well, when you do this often enough, then the central peripheral nervous system starts to activate those non-first responders as first responders. So you make deeper inroads into the neurological collateral of the muscle. You fire more muscle fibers right from the get-go. You get stronger. A lot of people don't get this about statics. Statics are really, really good.
They confuse static training with the isometric training, too, which is actually different altogether.
And explain that for the listeners, because I mean, for those who think that it is isometric.
Well, let's give you an example of isometric using the bench press. We'll go back to the bench press, okay? With the static loading, you're taking the load up and you're preventing it from descending. With isometric work, you're working at pushing against an immovable force upward. So you're ascending on that movement. So the difference is entirely different motor pattern anyway. I mean, the way it's activating the muscle fibers and everything is entirely different. It's almost like you're getting ready for an eccentric set when you're doing the static work. And also, with isometric, you don't have quite the same stability component. When you're holding that weight up there, enormous weight, and holding it freestanding, you've got, you know, as you say, you isolate. You feel the whole body shaking from that because of the whole integration of the stabilizers coming in there to kick in to hold that enormous amount of load. When you're doing an isometric set, you're pushing up against an immovable surface, and that immovable surface gives you some more stability as well.
Well, I'll tell you how I feel about it. When you're doing isometrics, the amount of force you're producing is dictated by the body. When you're doing a static, the amount of force you're producing is dictated by the weight. And you know, it's a perfect example of this is where if you watch the Olympics, anytime somebody was racing against somebody else where it was neck and neck, they push much harder than when somebody is three or four lengths out in front. You can see them. They actually start slowing down as they get, you know, two or three steps to the wire instead of pushing past the wire. Well, the reason is the body is only going to do as much as the body needs to do. And in a isometric movement, the body really doesn't have to do anything. It doesn't have to develop that force if it doesn't want to. But if you have 400 pounds over you, then the weight is dictating how much force your body is going to have to produce.
And also, I mean, it gives you that kind of fear factor as well, which is a benefit there because you're holding 400 pounds of your weight over your body and you're not used to doing that. You know, that fear factor kicks in and your neural drive goes up.
How often would you do, say, a heavy bench press static like that? Or what other statics can one do? What about just getting under the bar and taking it off the pegs in the squat and just standing there with it?
With a squat, I'd actually do it a little bit of dip, but I actually like to do the static work with actually single leg work, like a Bulgarian squat or something like that, only because you can decrease the amount of loading on your spine while still increasing the load. You know.
So how would you do a single leg static in that way?
Well, you're holding up as if you're at the top of a Bulgarian squat. That's like a rear foot elevated squat, you know, squat
behind you on a bench, right?
Yeah. And you just drop down about 2 inches, and that's it. And you just basically hold that static position. And I'll do that inside a frame, so you have the safety bars there, so you can just drop down when you
fatigued,
give out.
Right? Should you? That was my next question. Should you take it to complete fatigue? In other words, obviously, if you use safety bars in the top of the bench press, you can hold it until you can't hold it, and then just let it go. In that case, there, would you always take them to complete fatigue?
No, I wouldn't, but you'll find you should get there at some point because you should be pushing that load up. The whole point of using statics is to really go to that load extreme. So you're going to hit a point where that load is so extreme, you are going to give out on it. So it's not maybe the major goal, but it's going to happen because of the fact that you should be pushing that load up so much.
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So what's new with Peter Rouse? What's going on? Anything exciting? I know you were traveling abroad. Anything exciting that you can talk about?
One thing we're doing is we're expanding. We're moving to a new location, literally two buildings down from where we are. So we've got twice the size facility now. And we're kind of opening up to a limited membership too, so people can come in and train on their own if they wanted to. So
really?
That's happening at the end of this month. Yeah.
How are you going to feel about that, Peter? This is, I mean, I know that you're the master of your domain. People are just going to come walking in, wait, show their card, and then go back and start using equipment. You think you're going to be okay with that?
Well, I think the type of clientele will attract because you've seen our facility and way it's set up. We aren't going to get those typical people coming into 24-hour, you know, fitness and hanging out and stuff like that. This is more of a serious type scenario. So
nobody's going to come to meet chicks at your gym.
No. I think you know, that's not kind of the type of clientele we're attracting. We've got, you know, as I said, most people come into the gym and say, "Oh, where's the cardio gear?"
Yeah. Where's your treadmill? You got to point outside. Go out there.
I mean, if they ask that question, it's probably not the right place for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're doing that at the end of the month. We're changing over to a new location. One of our swimmers, they came, got a silver in the Olympics, so they did really well.
One of the ones that you were working with, or was Alicia working with?
Yeah, Alicia was working with, yeah.
Yeah, that's really, really good. Excellent.
Yeah, and then you know, we had a trip to Geneva, and that was very interesting to see the industry over there. You know, as I said to you, it was like 25 years behind over there, so that's a kind of interesting market we're looking at now too.
That's pretty exciting. Well, Peter, I want to thank you for making time to come on the show. I know that you have clients waiting for you right now, so and we'll have you back on soon, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks, Kel.
And then, of course, go to Dr. Rouse's website, which is AFA, like Apple, F like Foxtrot, performancecenter.com. Also want to thank Rob Regish for his contribution to the Blueprint Power Hour. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad and or the Mass Pro Synthogen banner ad. Just a reminder, you can still get the 2-for-1 on the new B-Complex patch from Age Force by going to superhumanradio.com. And, of course, as always, thank you to Adel Musa for his contributions to the show. And please visit his website, which is Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. See you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.